Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 278, Crusader Kings. Really? This is the show recorded on the 16th of January, 2012. I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week as always is Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hi.
To repeat the title is Crusader Kings, really? Question mark. Since the chat room says, what was the title and why does everyone look so grumpy? I'll be grumpy if I want. That's how it goes.
I'm sleepy.
I'm grumpy. Yeah.
Your submarine not been doing very good.
What submarine? I'm not allowed to play my submarine game because you made me do this rubbish. So anyway, the title of the show is in recognition of last week. We said we'd run a poll to decide who the listener's game of the year of 2012 is going to be. And somehow Crusader Kings 2 won and had two entries. Crusader Kings...
Oh, yeah.
I and... Crusader Kings 2. So apparently these are two separate games. I'm not entirely
it's
sure.
It's the same game. Someone obviously just thought they didn't see it.
Yeah, well, Crusader Kings actually won with 49% of the vote.
Crusader Kings 2.
Well, whatever. People know what I'm talking about.
Well, obviously, a lot of fans of Crusader Kings 2 who are looking forward to it went on our poll and voted.
Yeah, they spammed up our poll.
I doubt they spammed up the poll.
No, they did, man. It's not good, man. Don't do that.
Are we going to mention what came second?
Yeah, if you shut up and let me talk, yeah, I'll mention it. Mass Effect 3, for some bizarre reason, came in at second place. I mean, why? Call of Duty came in at third place. Diablo 3 at fourth. Guild Wars 2? Seriously? And StarCraft 2 didn't come in until, like, midway down the table.
Alan Wake's American Nightmare came 8th.
Almost bottom.
Yay.
Almost bottom.
Hey, but someone put it in there. Well, the Nightmare couldn't fit on it from the looks of it. It's Alan Wake's American Nightmare.
Indeed.
Nightmare.
So, yeah, I'm a bit disappointed.
Did you want StarCraft 2 to win?
I voted for StarCraft several times and apparently it made no difference.
I voted for Alan Wake.
I know Christmas Alan Wake.
I do. Comes out soon.
Nah, man.
In the house party stuff.
Nah, man. Anyway, let's get on with things.
Now for the news.
Okay, so to start off this week, Worms Ultimate Mayhem has got some DLC coming out. Which is a multiplayer pack. For download on 360, and apparently there's other DLC packs on the way. So there's 5 new maps for use across deathmatch and survivor types, with local and online. Why have you done that?
That's because you're looking down at your computer.
And awake. Oh, and awake. Oh no, I lost my place. I pressed a button. Apologies. Because I'm looking down. What? This is really creepy. Yeah, so there's...
Fine. People can see the top of your head.
Well, it's really close. I'm not used to that.
Well, mine's close.
So yeah, there's a construction multiplayer map, medieval, Wild West, Arabian, and Jurassic. So they're like the themes. They've got like little funny names as well. So Towering Infernal, Hard Day's Night, End of the Line, 1001 Fights, and... Tyrannosaurus.
Oh, I am Tyrannosaurus, eh? Tyrannosaurus what?
Tyrannosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus Bob. I told you, man, it's getting hot. You're just trying to show off your Turtles t-shirt.
My cool Turtles t-shirt. Yes, so as well as...
Yeah, look at my t-shirt.
As well as the 5 maps, it does come with 3 new achievements and is only 400 Microsoft points. Not too bad, I suppose. Especially if it's got extra G's. Extra G's.
Not good.
Yep. So next up, Deponia news, or Deponia. Yeah, but I believe I'm saying it right. So Deponia, for anyone who doesn't know, is a really cool adventure game that's coming out very soon. I don't think it's ever had a confirmed release date. Not that much has been shown it, but there's now a teaser trailer out there. Sadly, the teaser trailer doesn't make it look like it's an adventure game. It's like a point and click. And it looks amazing. By Daedalic. But yeah, if you check out on the interwebs, you should be able to find the trailer for it. Give it a watch. It shows the main character, and that's kind of it. But it's cool, so you should watch it and look forward to the game, because it's going to be awesome. Because there's not that many...
How do you know it's going to be awesome, though?
Because I've seen it.
Have you played it?
I think...
Well, then it might not be very good.
We saw... No, it looks lovely. It's amazing. Yeah. I can't wait for it. It's going to be cool, because it's a 2D... point and click. Gonna be awesome. So yeah, check that out. So like they made Whispered World, New Beginning, Edna and Harvey. So yeah, check it out. Looks awesome. Especially it'll be coming out the second quarter of this year. Scary Girl has been announced for XBLA, PSN and PC. This is like a 2D... Was it 2D? I watched the trailer.
Oh my god, actually, let's go play Amnesia, the Doctor said.
Pseudo 3D, 2D. So it's 2D like Klonoa is, with a 3D aspect to it. So the game's all in 3D, but it's on a 2D plane. It's like LBP does
it as
well.
So like a decent Sonic game.
Not like 2.5D though, I don't believe. I don't think there's more than one plane. But there's, well yeah, like a Sonic game. Yes, so a Scary Girl game recently came out on PSP Minis. This is a new one. It's been published by Square Enix, or Squeenix, as I like to call them. And it's coming out on January 18th.
Squaresoft.
It's not Squaresoft anymore.
It is according to Rhys Baxter.
They stopped being Squaresoft for quite a few years.
It is according to Rhys Baxter.
Okay.
We don't know what this Enix thing is, but we don't like it.
Enix were the Japanese company.
Ne bother.
Okay. Yeah, Scary Girl is coming out January 18th on XBLA, and it's coming out shortly after on PSN and PC. Check it out, there's a trailer up on the internet. We've got a link to the trailer on our website, and you can check it out there. It's a nice looking platformer. Purple faces.
Do you know what else is a really good platformer? Silent Hill.
Silent Hill's not a platformer! So Konami have released a few release dates for the new Silent Hill games that are coming out, of course.
Isn't it like six or two or something games coming out for this?
Well, there's three Silent Hill games coming out.
Three?
Yep.
That's like Blizzard saying, oh look, StarCraft 2 is going to be three games now, here's three games.
There's three games coming out, one of which is a brand new game, one of which is a re-release, and another one is a handheld. So the first one is Silent Hill HD Collection, which is Silent Hill 2 and 3 remastered for the 360 and PS3. I know it's coming out on PS3. Is it coming out on 360? I don't believe it is it? Silent Hill HD Collection. It's coming out on 360 as well. Hopefully, I'm not sure. But it's been given a release date of March 6th. Sadly, as it's a remastered version, they are actually redoing the voice acting in it, which does mean that it's kind of going to be different. So it won't be exactly what people remember from when they originally played Silent Hill 2, and 3, of course. 2 being a very awesome game. Not that...
Homecoming.
That's Homecoming.
I'm sorry, it's the only graphic
Why
I have.
Why are you showing Homecoming?
It's the only graphic I have.
Why are you showing Homecoming?
If you supply graphics for me to use, you know, who knows some stuff for me.
You said you don't want the graphics anymore.
No, I don't want the graphics for Silent Hill, no. Ah. Rubbish game.
Hmm.
Who's this guy? What's his name?
The Homecoming guy. I ain't played Homecoming.
Who's this?
Because it's apparently crap.
Let's click on it and see what happens. Oh my god. Oh my god.
But yeah, so the Silent Hill HD Collection is coming out March 6th this year. 2 and 3. Sadly, The Room has been left out. Homecoming doesn't, of course, need to be remastered as it came out on 360 and PS3 recently anyway. And the original Silent Hill, I guess they don't want to touch?
Nah, man, because the fanboys would be like, whoa, man, what you trying to do to my game? You know, don't mess with it.
Well, to be fair...
Sort of like how Ubisoft ruined Silent Hunter.
Well, no, because the original, they could very easily do a nice kind of re-release of it.
Yeah, like what George Lucas did to Star Wars. Yeah.
But maybe they're not allowed to, because I'm quite sure it's on the PSN.
Let's put Jar Jar Binks in A New Hope.
That'd be great. So yeah, Silent Hill HD Collection, 360 PS3, coming out March 6th. Then we've got Silent Hill Downpour, which is the newest game being made by Vatra, I believe, who are...
Vatra!
Polish,
eh?
Czechs.
Czech, eh? Yeah, sort of same, really, isn't it?
No, I don't mean it like that.
Hey, guess what else is made Vatra in the Czech Republic? Games. Sun.
Czech, they're Czech. Yeah, so this is, of course, like their first Silent Hill. They've been entrusted with the license. The only other thing they've made is Russian Attack.
What about Super
Russian
Meat
Attack,
Boy?
Of course, being like an original NES game, and they did a newer version of it. But yes, they're in Czech Republic. Apologies for thinking they were Polish. I was totally wrong. Silent Hill Downpour is coming out March 13th, so a week later. That's coming out on 360 and PS3. I don't think there's a PC release confirmed. Had a play over at E3. It seemed pretty cool. There were some very nice moments. It did seem a little iffy in combat and how that all worked, and the enemies were horrible. But it has a chance of being good. They may have done a good job on it. Who knows? But March 13th for that. And then Silent Hill Book of Memories, which is a Vita exclusive, has been given a release date of March 27th. So, of course, it comes out for the Vita and all that stuff. It's nice that they'll have a Silent Hill game shortly around the launch, in the launch window.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They don't have that much really lined up for their lineup. What, Wipeout, Uncharted, a couple of other games. Not a huge amount. But yeah, the story in Book of Memories, it focuses, as you may guess, around a book. Who would have thought? With book in the title.
What? That don't make any sense.
Inside the book is your entire life story and all your memories. And discover by altering what's written in the book, you actually change the past and change your history. And it supports multiplayer as well.
Don't make any sense. I'm going to Clyde Bank to start a riot.
With co-op multiplayer.
Nibova. Let's talk about Star Wars The Old Republic, because this is a game which came out and it's not World of Warcraft.
Yeah, so I've cancelled my subscription because it didn't entice me.
Why is this on the show's news?
This isn't the news, I'm just mentioning it. In 4 days' time, the game's been out a month. It came out on the 20th of December. No, it came out the 22nd of December.
I know.
When did it come out the 20th?
The service went up on the 22nd. Retailers were selling it a bit before that.
Yeah, they were selling it way before.
Weren't they?
So EA have announced their first little patch, expansion thingamajig. Like a big update. So it's coming out on tomorrow. So anyone that watches this video, it'll already be out by now, I reckon. But it's coming out on Tuesday.
I might get this up really
the
fast.
The 17th of Jan. Yeah, but it takes a while for it to upload, doesn't it? The video.
Last week it took about half an hour.
Okay.
And that might be why last week's episode was so bad in quality.
Oh, okay. Because it was quick. Well, sometimes it's taken days, hasn't it? I suppose it depends on the length of the video, though. So on January 17th, they added their first...
No, it depends on Twitch TV's backlog of stuff.
Okay. Their first big update, which is called Rise of the Rakghouls. Rakghouls.
Rise of the Raccoons?
Yeah, Rise of the Raccoons.
That's
so it
has a far better title.
I'm
changing
it. A new Flashpoint and a new operation. Flashpoints, if I remember right, are their kind of raid-style stuff, as well as operations. Yeah, just some new stuff. The Flashpoint's called Kaon Under Siege, if that's how I say it. K-A-O-N, Kaon. Under Siege, and the operation is Karaga's Palace. And of course, as it's just an update, it's totally free. It's not like you have to pay for it. And it just gives people stuff to do, because I know a few people are running out of things to do because they've maxed their levels and they're a bit like, what do we do?
Those people are probably too hardcore for their own good.
Or they got early access. That was one of the issues, because they gave people early access. It meant, what are you going to do? Just keep playing.
I will play the game.
I ran out of stuff. But yeah, so Rise of the Rackles. It's weird that they've given the update a title.
Yeah, Blizzard do something.
Do they do that with WoW and stuff?
Yeah, like 4.3.3 and stuff.
Well, this is 1.1, Rise of the Rackles.
1.1? It must be inferior to WoW, since WoW's on like 6.10.
Or maybe WoW's been out a long time.
Yep, WoW is the industry standard MMORPG.
But yeah, of course they'll have made a few other changes as well. They haven't said exactly like all the minor details, so I'm sure they've changed classes to balance them out a bit, because they always
Blizzard are always doing that, man. In fact, Blizzard have recently just buffed attack power from 2,000 to 2,700, I do believe.
So, like, a couple of their other things, as well as the new Flashpoint
operation. Fairly decent upgrade for hunters. Can't really complain at that. But obviously, we need more DPS.
They've added level 50 bracketing for PvP war zones, anti-aliasing, because it didn't exist before. And they've changed...
And they've made the game 3D now as well.
They've changed the open world PvP on Ilum as well. So yeah, that's cool. Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning. They've announced a few little bonuses for anyone who picks up Amalur. I always say it wrong whenever I say it. So they're releasing a demo on January 17th, so tomorrow, on 360 and PS3, and anyone that picks up the demo will be able to get a few little cross-promotion things for Mass Effect 3. So EA, of course, love doing their little cross-promotion stuff. They did it with Dragon Age 2 and Dead Space 2. It's an easy thing for them to do, because if someone buys one of their games or tries one of their games, they can get out. But by playing demo for Reckoning and Mass Effect 3... you get in-game items, which is kind of weird, because one of their things is actually one of the pre-order bonuses. So if you play the Kingdoms of Amalur demo, you will get, for Mass Effect 3, the Reckoner Knight Armor and the Chakram Launcher. So the armor is good for, well, it maximizes your damage during close quarter combat, and has power cells that help feed enemy energy into your weapons. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place right now. You drink?
Yes, you do. And meanwhile, I will entertain Heber with my game of chess.
You're playing chess. I can talk while you just play chess.
I wouldn't expect them to bring their queen out.
But also, the Chakram Launcher, which is... it uses a fabricator to manufacture lightweight explosive ammunition discs. It's earned only after completing the Reckoning demo, so you can't just play the demo for a little bit. You have to finish the demo and watch the trailer at the end. If you don't do that, you won't get that piece of extra DLC-ness. And then if you play the Mass Effect 3 demo... which comes out... When does the Mass Effect 3 demo come out? So the game's March 6th or March 9th. I haven't got a date here for the Mass Effect 3 demo. But yeah, if you play the Mass Effect 3 demo, you unlock the following items for Reckoning. Which is... Wait. Oh, okay. So when I thought you get pre-ordered the item, you don't. So by playing... the Mass Effect 3 demo, for Reckoning you get the N7 armor, which is a pre-order bonus for Mass Effect 3 at the moment. You get the N7 armor, which allows you to wear Shepard's N7 armor, including a helm, a curious. I never knew how to pronounce that. I always guessed my way to pronounce it when I played games.
I don't know.
Okay. Gauntlets, greaves.
The gear.
So it's You get a set of armor that look like Shepard's N7 gear.
Or Charis or Chumus.
And then you also get some Omniblade daggers. Which is like Shepard's Omnitool. And I'd stab people. So yeah, they've done a little bit of cross. I'm sure more people will probably do the play the Amalur demo and get the Mass Effect 3 stuff, as opposed to everyone will play the Mass Effect 3 demo anyway, but they may not care as much about the Reckoning extra pieces of DLC. Depends how many people are looking forward to it, really. I don't think it's had a huge amount of press and marketing. I haven't really seen adverts for it anywhere. Anyway, on to the next bit. Final Fantasy XIII 2, there's now a demo up on the PlayStation Network and Xbox 360. I had a look on 360 and the demo is 1.29 gig. It means you can check it out before it comes out on 3rd of February. So in a couple of weeks' time. Of course, Final Fantasy XIII 2 could be likened a bit to Final Fantasy X 2 because it's the second 2 game in a Final Fantasy series. Who knows if it would be any good. Don't know. Azura's Wrath also has a demo up now. On 360, I checked it out. It's 674.73 megabytes, so it's a tiny demo. It allows you to have a play of it. It's a bit of a weird demo. It's almost like a giant QTE. It's the demo they had at E3, I believe. Or the demo I played anyway. And yeah, it's really nice to look at. It's interesting. But there's not a huge amount of gameplay there. So it'll be interesting in seeing what exactly the game is made out of.
Stuff.
Are you winning your game?
I'm doing all right, but mm-hmm. The trouble is it's quite a small window. And I'm sure I'm going to overlook because the computer's moving and I just make a terrible mistake.
Mad Cats have announced
I should have gone in there.
Their whole Street Fighter X Tekken range of controllers and stuff like that. Controllers and fight sticks, really. Which will be expected to launch around March 6th for the release of the game. They're releasing some fight pads and two different fight sticks, both for 360 and PS3. The fight pads themselves have a variety of characters on them. Can I see? They're quite cool. Each one kind of has two Tekken and two Street Fighter, but they kind of mix up their placement. I can see Huang and Sagat and Ken and Ryu, of course. So there's a huge array of characters on them. There's two different controllers for each console with different designs, and they are called the Fight Pad SDs. And then they've also shown pictures of their Arcade Fight Stick Pro and their Fight Stick Versus as well, which are, of course, two different style of fight sticks, one, of course, high quality than the other, and they all have different designs to each other. And the 360 line looks quite different to the cross, but the cross looks quite similar to the Versus ones. Check it out. Google it. Google it.
Bing it.
Bing it, sorry. Bing it.
Yahoo it. Ask Jeeves.
I thought you were going to say Ask Jeeves.
Since I've won my game of chess, can we get move on?
The fight pads look quite nice, though. So it's kind of similar in a way to the fight pads they did for Street Fighter 4. But apparently they're 15% smaller as well. Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater 3D, in another in a batch of Konami news, really. This and Silent Hill.
Yes.
They've Konami announced the release date of Snake Eater 3D, which is of course a Nintendo 3DS game, and it's coming out February 21st. This game, of course, is a bit odd not having dual analog sticks. I had to play at E3, and it was weird because controlling the camera was on the face buttons.
Yeah.
And that was quite awkward because I was like, whoa, this is weird. And then you had to see.
That's why the PSP2 really has a massive advantage, because you don't have to think, damn, how the hell am I going to control this game? Because you've got the two sticks.
But then it's also, of course, the reason why Konami are releasing the Circle Pad Pro accessory as well. February 21st in America. I imagine fairly shortly after for the UK as well. But don't go importing it if you have a UK console or a handheld, because they are region locked.
Why?
So Activision have announced that they're doing a season of monthly content for Call of Duty Elite Premium people. Starting from the 24th, they've announced loads of stuff.
It says maps, I take it. Yeah.
The weapons, first two content leaderboards, drops are leaderboards.
Guns,
add leaderboards.
More guns.
guns with guns on them. The first two content drops are multiplayer maps, which will also be playable in survival mode. The third one, which will be available mid-February, has and the later two in March, doesn't say what they are. Okay. Well, yeah.
Probably maps.
No maps.
They like map packs.
Maps and a few guns.
There you go. Maps.
Third for one's you, March.
Free. For you,
third
1200
one's mid-February, and then two other ones are in March, and there will be new content once a month between now and September.
I just had a really good idea. You know, we're using this webcam up here to film it. Why don't we use the webcam on your own computer to do it?
It's not very good.
Yeah, but at least then you're like looking directly at
it. Then
you're
just being like my face like this. But like there.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, like, it's good for any Call of Duty people, because I'm sure a fair amount of people are elite, premium people. You? We don't even own the game.
Hey, you should check out my, thing.
But yeah, so they've said there's going to be at least 20 content drops, so they're trying to make sure people know that they're going to constantly give people stuff.
Prestiged. Once. No. Zero. What about this Fallout MMO?
So,
get to the cool news.
Well, there's been a massive kind of lawsuit between Interplay and Bethesda for some time now.
Interplay, are they still in business?
No, they haven't. Oh, they aren't, are they?
Or is it just whoever bought their company for £10?
Don't know. But yes, so it's now been confirmed that Interplay's rights to sell Fallout stuff will now expire December 31st, 2013.
Did you say Interplay's rights?
Interplay's rights. Yeah, so Interplay had the rights to kind of sell on the original Fallout games and any merchandise, and they kind of had the property. Except, of course, Bethesda bought it for three in New Vegas. But now they can do what they want.
They can do
Bethesda,
things.
That is, of course. Yeah.
So how does this relate to an MMO?
They've been trying to make an MMO. Well, Masthead Studios have been trying to make an MMO for quite some time. Or they've had the right... Well, they've tried to be getting the rights to it.
Working with Interplay or
the original lawsuit...
Bethesda?
Well, so it's... Masthead Studios have been making the Fallout MMO, and Bethesda have been against Masthead Studios. The original lawsuit, though, was against Interplay, and Interplay claimed that it engaged Masthead to develop the Fallout MMO under their license, and contended that Masthead were engaged in a full-scale development of the game. Bethesda then filed a separate lawsuit against Masthead as opposed to Interplay to assert copyright infringement and other violations of Bethesda's IP rights. Because, of course, Bethesda have been making the recent Fallout games.
Funny that.
So, Interplay weren't permitted to sub-license any rights of making an MMO license, which, of course, they had done by letting Masthead develop it.
This is when you just need to all go in the same room and go, yo, okay, here you go, Bethesda, here's a 5-10% cut of the money that we're not going to make back from this.
Masthead, in response to Bethesda's lawsuit, that they filed, Masthead denied that they'd used any of Bethesda's IP in developing this MMO. And that was settled December 29th. But so Masthead have no legal right to use any Fallout IP and will never use any of Bethesda's IP in the future. So Bethesda won. Pretty much. Well, that does kind of mean the Fallout MMO stuff's kind of fizzled out a bit, I think.
Meh. What about Mortal Kombat Complete Edition?
So the Mortal Kombat Complete Edition has been announced. This has got all the DLC that's been released.
So this is for Mortal Kombat 9.
Is it number 9?
Whatever one we're on. Mortal Kombat 9, I think, is the newest one. It's the one that I always want.
Yeah, the new one.
And I refuse to buy because I ain't paying much
money.
They're
releasing a complete edition, spelt with lots of Ks, as they do.
Yeah, it's throwing up typos, man.
Yeah, I know. It looks like it's spelled incorrectly, but it's not. So it's got all the 15 classic skins and the 3 classic fatalities, as well as the couple of weird ones they added, so like Freddy Krueger and stuff like that. Coming out 360 and PS3, so if you want all the characters that have been released through DLC, you can pick that up instead, as opposed to just buying the game. And then
is Mr. Blobby a character?
No, Mr. Blobby's not a character, strangely.
It's maybe not
because
a character.
It's not made in the UK.
Noel Edmonds?
No.
I mean, you can kill Noel Edmonds.
Noel Edmonds? Yeah, you could kill Noel Edmonds.
Die, noob.
And then finally, last bit of news. So Microsoft have announced the Xbox Live House Party, which is their start of the year kind of blob of good games. So they're
releasing some games.
Their House Party kicks off February 15th, so in about a month's time. They've said there's going to be 4 games in their House Party as such. I'm looking forward to definitely 2, maybe 3, not interested in 4th. Of the games. So Alan Wake's American Nightmare is one of the games coming out. This is going to be awesome. It's Alan Wake in a different area. He's fighting Mr. Scratch, and there's new weapons. There's like a nail gun, slightly more rapid fire weapon, and a few other things. They've also added like a survival kind of horde mode with waves. So you've got to kill wave after wave. And as well as that, there is like a single player story. So that's cool. They've also added new enemies. I can't remember the name of him. There's one, if you shoot him, he splits in 2.
Mr. Blobby.
So, like, mitosis?
Or, like, asteroids?
Okay, like asteroids.
As opposed to talking about cell division.
If you shoot him, he splits into 2. As, like, one enemy, he's really slow, but as he splits up, his divided selves are really, really fast.
Like asteroids.
However, of course, if you have a shotgun or something like that, it's easy to take them out.
Ooh, let's play Left 4 Dead.
But yeah, there's a few new enemy types. Birds are sadly in there again. And it looks interesting. Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's Alan Wake.
We need to all play Left 4 Dead.
Alan Wake. Yay.
Sorry, what's Alan Wake? Is it the guy who like pretends to be Max Payne but isn't?
There has been an announcement that Cassibian. I think that's how you say it.
Caribbean?
It's a band.
Caspian?
Caspian.
As in the Caspian Sea?
No, not the Caspian Sea.
Or Pirates of the Caribbean, then.
It's got a B in it.
There are only those 2 options.
Okay.
You even have to be Jack Sparrow.
Which I'm not too fond of, because
someone in the Caspian Sea.
Their choice of music for Alan Wake was really good. So In Dreams, Space Odyssey was in it. And a few other really like kind of classic songs. I don't think new stuff should really be in it.
No.
Anyway, next up, I Am Alive is coming out. This is Ubisoft's been coming out forever survival, I'd say survival horror. I'm not sure how much horror it is because not that much has been shown it. What was it? Getting
drunk.
Gas mask and going around in different environments and climbing around and finding stuff and getting maps. General survival horror, really. But it looked quite cool. It said about how like you should always look around and find where you can, and it looked really nice. But it looks interesting. So it's a cool survival horror game. I think like I think there's a bow and arrow shown in the trailer and stuff like that. But it's a dude. He's lost his wife. There's dust everywhere. You can suffocate if you're in the dust for too long.
He's lost his wife.
Yeah.
This sounds Alan Wake familiar to me. There seems to be a theme here. People who have lost their wife. Did you look under the floorboards?
No.
Check there.
The lady went elsewhere in Alan Wake.
Oh, who cares, man? It's under the floorboards.
But yeah, so he's in a desolated city.
And I know how Alan Wake goes, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much. Do you?
Of course I did play it.
Did you?
Yes, look at my achievements.
When did you play it?
Oh my god, when I had the Xbox and I was when it came out.
Okay. But yeah, so I'm Alive looks really cool. I think it's made by Ubisoft's Shanghai studio. They've been working on it for ages. Hopefully it's good. I'm looking forward to it. Should be cool. Then they've got Warp, which is an EA puzzle-based game. You're like this little alien dude, but you can warp in and out of like a parallel dimension as such. Well, warp into a parallel dimension, which means you disappear for a second and then you can reappear. It's a puzzle game. It looks quite interesting. The original press
parallel
release
Parallel dimension.
It, the original press release.
Which one? There are already three like spatial dimensions. Are you still going to be in these three or what?
I don't know.
I'm
he just
confused
comes out
now.
And you can reappear. It looks interesting.
Parallel
watch the trailer
universe,
for it.
Don't say dimension.
Watch the trailer for it. Fine, parallel universe. And then there's...
Stupid EA.
Nexus.
First Dead Space and then this.
Nexus.
Something by THQ.
Nexuiz. So it looks like Quake 3, Team Arena. It's just a team-based deathmatch game.
Well, why play that when I can just play Quake Live?
Oh, yeah.
For free.
So, arena-based first-person shooter... Guns,
eh?
And jumping, team-based.
Alright.
I wasn't that impressed by it. I imagine that all the house party games will probably be 1,200 each. There's rumours that if you buy all four, you will get 800 points back for free.
Wow.
Yep. Not that I'd buy all four. I'd be tempted by two.
I'm tempted to buy the last one because the last one sounded really cool with shooting and pew, pew, pew.
On a 360. An arena shooter on a 360. Really? Wouldn't you rather play with a keyboard and mouse? Just saying. Careful.
Are you done then?
Yeah.
That is it for the news. So now we come to the best bit of the show. No offense. It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Right, so last week on Name That Game, everyone would have heard the following clip. 2011. Right, unfortunately, nobody actually guessed correctly. We had a few people guess wrong.
Alright.
And I think they just pulled the numbers randomly out of
their heads. I was going to do
that. Out of
their
heads.
Just give me some random
none
numbers.
None of them were any, you know, remotely accurate.
Jeez.
So the answer was 231, 238, 242, 272, 239, 246, 249, 261, 263, 267, 266, and 268. Yeah. Bit of trivia. Can you guess which one I said 2010 in?
249. No, 239. No. I don't know. 263.
It was the Microsoft
261.
E3 one.
Oh,
I was like, damn, I didn't notice that in editing.
Oh, really?
Damn. Yeah.
Well, I was probably too tired anyway. Actually, no, you would have been really tired, wouldn't you?
Oh, no. Someone was tired.
My foot is asleep.
Your foot's asleep? What's that got to do with the show?
It's killing me.
Okay, let's all look at Catherine's foot. Which one? Is it this one?
No, don't touch my legs. It's the one that's on the floor.
Well, don't miss stamp
it's
on it?
It's because I was sat on it and now it's absolutely killing if I slightly move.
Paul's tip of the week. Don't sit on your own foot, fool.
Thanks, Paul.
Well, look where my feet are. They're on the ground. That's why I say keep your feet on the ground. So yeah, congrats to myself for getting everyone with that one.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all. Yeah, nice way to start
week,
the year, I suppose.
I intend to maintain my winning streak.
Oh, I.
Yeah, this week we've got this.
Mercenary, you're going in the wrong direction. The enemy is to the northwest.
Mercenary.
I will give you no clues.
None.
Okay, I will give you one clue.
Her voice sounded familiar.
It's a game with tanks which walk.
Supreme Commander?
You think Supreme Commander?
No, it doesn't sound like a Supreme Commander. Mech Assault. Mech Warrior. Steel Battalion. No, it's not Steel Battalion.
Oh, let's play Steel Battalion.
We don't have Steel Battalion. So mechs that walk. And she said mercenary.
I didn't say mechs that walk, I said tanks which walk.
Tanks which walk.
So similar to a mech, but...
Tanks that walk?
Maybe a mech.
Isn't a tank that walks almost a mech?
Pretty much, but I don't want to say mech, because that would lead you down...
Mech Assault, Mech Warrior.
The obvious, like, official franchise games, where it might not necessarily be. But then again, it could be, and I might just be saying this to distract you.
Can't I get any kind of variety of clue towards platform or release?
Well, in it, you play as a mercenary.
I got that. She said, mercenary. You're going the wrong way.
Well, I mean, I can only think of one game with mercenaries in a title. If it's even in the title, of course. Who knows?
Well, I can think of mercenaries where I'm pretty sure you don't walk in go in tanks that walk.
No, there was a Mech Warrior game. Mech Warrior 4 game.
I don't know.
You don't know. I almost gave you the answer.
Mech Warrior 4. I'm guessing it's an expansion then, isn't it?
Actually, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No, there were two Mech Warrior 4 games.
Oh, was it?
And then you had expansion packs for those. But either way, I'll tell you now, it's not Mech Warrior 4.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Mech Warrior game? It doesn't sound like a Mech Warrior game.
I want to play Mech Warrior now.
I remember when we played this.
Yeah, in fact, I think we played Mech Warrior 4 Mercenaries, did we not?
Oh, did we? I remember falling over a bit. Can you fall over? You can, right?
You can in the proper games, not the Mech Assault games where you can't fall over and you pew, 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 little joystick, pew, pew, pew. What's up, my man? So yeah, if you think you know what the answer is, feedback at gamercast.net.
It's totally not Mech Warrior.
Well, do you want to change it to like something?
I don't know what else it'd be. Well, it's not Mech Warrior because there's no little red squiggly line.
Yeah, but no. It might be because I just did this,
which
I have been doing lately.
Have you?
Because obviously seeing the spell checker is a...
Well, yeah, because then you get an indication how long a word is as well. It's like cheating, but not.
Yeah, so Catherine can semi-cheat by seeing if the spell checker's underlining the word that I've written in white. Anyway, if you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net. Leave a comment on this week's episode on the website, gamercast.net. Leave a comment on a YouTube video. Spam someone's Facebook wall. I don't know. Do what you want.
Do what you want.
Yeah, anyway, good luck, because you're going to need it, especially with my unhelpful clues.
Yeah, you're so unhelpful these days with clues.
Well, we do live episode now. The chat room's guessing, although just guess is no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Releases this week.
So there are actually some new releases this week.
Yeah, not a huge amount because, well, it's January.
I'm talking, man.
Okay, talk.
I want to talk about a new release. So we've got a game, yeah, it's called Winter Sports 2012. Feel the spirit. Can you feel it? Yeah, this is a sports game.
Coming out on Wii, PC, and 3DS.
So it's not going to do very well, because there's loads of these games on the Wii already.
So, on the Wii, it supports the balance board, it's got different challenges, well, 30.
So it's like you have a winter sports game, basically.
Mm-hmm. Up to 4 player. Of course, the PC version, Wii, and 3DS versions have different things between them, but overall it is a winter sports game. It's got over... 30 challenges spanning 10 winter sport and Olympic events. Because, of course, everyone's gearing up for the Olympics.
Yeah, but it's the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, but if anyone mentions the word Olympics, people are going to like,
wow, Olympics. Wow, man, cool, Olympics.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure people are like going to be going into like stores soon saying, I want an Olympics game.
Sure, here's Barcelona 1992. Enjoy.
But yeah, so Winter Sports 2012, Feel the Spirit. Then we've got,
what was it, Stockholm 94, was it?
I don't know.
Vancouver.
When was Beijing?
Beijing was 2008.
Was that 8? Well, I would have thought it was 2010 or something.
No, because that was the summer games as well. Vancouver was the winter games in whenever it was, 2010, wasn't it?
Sorry.
Man, don't people know the order of the Olympic
no,
stuff?
I don't really care that much about the Olympics. Sorry.
And neither should you, because this isn't an official Olympic licensed game. So let's talk about Real Fishing Paradise 3D. This is a 3DS game where you can catch fish.
Yep. So this is the Real Fishing franchise. So there's, of course, Rapala, Rattler, and Real Fishing. It's got 15 stages, 40 fish, and over 100 pieces of tackle.
Wow.
Hey, fishing people like stuff like that.
I used to go fishing.
There's bait fishing and also...
You're talking about Canada.
Well, there's different techniques.
I used to have a fishing license. Did you?
No, I was a kid.
I was a kid, but
I had
my license.
My dad had a fishing license, I'm sure.
Here's my license to fish.
Yeah, see, there's varieties of fishing techniques, so it's not just standard fishing. As I just said, there's bait fishing, fly fishing. That's my only examples, but I'm sure there's many other types. There'll probably be like freshwater and salt, although that's still the same kind of fishing. What fishing rods?
Okay, yeah, so anyway, I was down the old river, yeah, with my mate. His name's David McCarthy. I've not seen him since like primary school. Yeah, David McCarthy, yeah. If you're listening, yeah, shut up. He did not have a license, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
In my tackle box, I had my license still taped in the lid of my tackle box, so I knew where it was. And then one day, the fishing inspector man came along and told him off.
Told him off, was that it?
Yeah. Well, you can't issue a fixed penalty notice to a kid, can you?
No. So it's got...
No.
Well, I said 15 stages. So, fishing's for example,
noobs.
Tranquil lakes, rocky coastal waters, blooded forests, and many more. And it also says that you can mix and match your rods, reels, lines, lures, and bait as well.
I'll tell you what, I had
so
a well...
So you kind of create your own
I had
box.
A well-bling fishing rod.
Yeah.
It was black, yeah, with, like, blue speckled trim, just to make it look like futuristic Tron style. Like, future style. Not some dull red fishing plain red lame, man. You have to have bling in it.
Okay, bling. But yes, yeah, so as well
that's
as that...
That's why the thing on it was gold-plated.
You can... When you've caught your fish, you can actually look after them in a fish tank.
Or
so
you
can keep
them.
I'm not sure how that will work. I suppose it depends on the types of fish you can get. Because, like, depending on how big a fish tank is, you do get really big fish, and you get really small fish. So, like, are they going to eat each other if you put them in a tank? Or, I don't know. But it's also rendered in eye-popping 3D...
3D, isn't it? I thought it would have been 2D.
Eye popping. I like that. Eye popping. It's going to pop my eyes out.
Oh. Yes, let's all scream.
And then the final game of this week, which...
This is where I need like special effects to my eyes just
I
start
remember
bleeding.
Mentioning was going to be coming out maybe November time last year.
Well, now it's coming out.
Now it's coming out.
It is, of course, Skidoo. Snowmobile Challenge.
Yep, so racing game with skidoos. Little ski things with the motors and on the skis.
Yes, skidoo.
There's 25 tracks, four different disciplines, and single player and up to 12 player multiplayer. This is PS3 and 360. And that's all the releases for this week.
Oh dear.
Not a huge amount coming out next week. Most things are coming out February 10th. That's like the big release date.
Yeah, that's when like Final Fantasy that week or the week before?
That's the week before. However, Catherine's that week and there's a few other things as well. I remember looking at the release dates like, Sunday. And I was like, ooh, there's lots of games coming out. Because it was like a list this big.
MechWarrior 5.
MechWarrior 5?
Any sign of MechWarrior 5?
Nope. I ain't seen it anywhere.
God damn it. Come on, people. Get it out. But don't make it suck.
Jeez.
Just saying, like, Silent Hunter 5 sucked.
Yeah,
don't
but
make it suck
that's
like that.
That's Ubisoft.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, because whenever people, like, I always get excited saying, oh yeah, it's a new Supreme Commander game. Oh yeah, there's a new Silent Hunter game coming out this year. And then they're all rubbish. It's like, for God's sake. I'll just go back and look. I'm playing games from 10 years ago, because every game is rubbish. It's not good on the graphics, man. Especially when Silent Hunter's fixed to 1024x768 and you can't change the resolution. And drives you up the wall. And Silent Hunter 4 wasn't great either, especially with that Pacific relish. Who want to go sailing in the Pacific? Boring. Yeah.
So much like we got your little rant of the week back. ranting about the Silent Hunters.
Yeah, man, all these games are just so rubbish. What the hell is going on? I feel better now. Are we dumb?
We're totally dumb.
Okay, cool. We'll catch everyone next week.
Yes, we will see you then.
4, 2, 7, 9.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, we broadcast the show live at 8 o'clock UK time on Mondays. You can work out the difference, can't you? The time difference, yeah?
Or you can, of course, just watch it when it goes up. Or listen to it.
Yeah, well,
we
do it live with a chat room. So we've got a few people in the chat room today. So hey, all the people in there. Yo, Nabs. Maybe this is why no one actually goes in there anymore, because I just insult everyone.
Because you just insult people, yeah. Probably, yeah.
Hey, they insult me, I insult them. It's a, you know, mutual relationship of understanding. So yeah, that's one thing you can do if you're bored Monday night. You can watch us live and interact with the show by guessing Name That Game in real time.
And just asking questions or commenting on
stuff.
Like, and tell me when I get stuff wrong.
Catherine is wearing a cute t-shirt.
That.
As some people have said
Teenage
today.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Or
anyway,
Hero,
as
we know in the UK.
That is really it. So catch you guys next week.
Mm-hmm.